Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, today's readings explain what a true religion is. It is not simply a scrupulous external observance of rules, laws, tradition, and rituals. It is a loving, obedient relationship with God expressed in obeying His commandments, worshipping Him, recognizing His presence in other human beings, and rendering them loving and humble service. The first reading explains that religion is a covenant relationship with a caring, providing, and protecting God, fostered by keeping His commandments given through Moses. God gave Israel the law so that the Israelites might keep their covenant with Yahweh and thank Him for His love and fidelity to His chosen people. The second reading, St. James defines true religion as keeping the word of God and doing His will by helping the needy, the poor, and the weak in the community. He challenges Christians to become doers of the word and not merely hearers. And the gospel reading, Jesus describes true religion as serving God and His children with a pure and a holy heart. The gospel explains the encounter of Jesus with the Sanhedrin, observers, and the Pharisees, who had been sent to assess His unique, controversial teachings. These experts had found Jesus' teachings as open violation of the traditions of the elders and His implied and spoken claims as blasphemous. The original noble purpose of oral traditions was to sanctify the daily lives of the people, making them holy as God is holy. You are a priestly kingdom, a holy nation. Exodus chapter 19, verse 6. Jesus uses the occasion as a teachable moment to give them the following lessons. First, don't teach human doctrines as dogmas. Second, internal disposition, purity, and holiness are more important than external ritual observances. Thirdly, keep your heart holy, as it is the source of sins, vices, and evil habits. The observance of traditions and of washing rituals does not correct the internal motivations and inclinations that really defile people. And fourthly, external piety without internal holiness is hypocrisy. There is a joke told about very strict following the law without mercy, love, and compassion. Once late in the evening, one young Jew knocked at the door and asked an elderly man who opened the door, "Sir, what time is it?" The old man just looked at him and did not answer. "Sir, forgive me for disturbing you at this time," said the young man. But I really want to know what time it is. I have to find a place to sleep. The old man said, "Son, the inn on the next street is the only one in this small city. I don't know you, so you must be a stranger. If I answer what time it is, according to our tradition and custom, I must invite you to my home. You are handsome, and I have a beautiful daughter. You will both fall in love, and you will want to get married. And tell me, why would I want a son-in-law who can't even afford a watch?" Dear friends, the scripture reading of today invites us to learn to follow the following life messages. First, we need to learn and keep the spirit of the church's law and ritual practices. For example, our Sunday obligation is intended to allow us to worship God in the parish community, to offer our lives to God, to ask His pardon for sins, to thank God for His blessings, and to receive divine life and strength from Him in Holy Communion. Our daily family prayers are meant to thank God for His blessings, to present the family needs before God, to ask pardon for sins, and to maintain the spirit of unity, love in the family. Secondly, let us avoid the tendency to become cafeteria Christians, that is, to choose certain commandments and church laws to follow and to ignore the others as we choose certain food items and ignore others in a cafeteria. Thirdly, let us accept the challenge to become hearers and doers of God's word as St. James instructs us. Let us ask ourselves how the Sunday or daily readings are affecting or changing our lives. That will show us whether we are being attentive listeners to and doers of God's word. We become more fully Jesus' family members only when we consistently hear the word of God and do it. When we receive Jesus in Holy Communion today, let us ask Him for the grace to become the doers of His word as He was the doer of His Father's will. May the good Lord bless all of us in this regard. Amen.